This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in North Louisiana, and New Greenville Baptist Church in Forest, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Exodus chapter 2. It's kind of warm in there for me. Y'all know I'm black. I can't stand no heat. Ooh, I'm going to get somewhere. Since Steve be turning that heat on, I be flying out of there.
Oh, Lord,
I can't stand no heat. Ooh, Jesus, no. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1. Old Testament, second book in the Bible of the Old Testament. You will find these words pending. You have it, say amen, if not, I'll wait.
Amen.
And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes. And there they were slimed with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river brinks. And the sister stood afar to wit what would be done to him. As he goes on 5, he said, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it, that means him. 6, and when she opened it up, she saw the child. I got to read all this, y'all. And behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him. And she said, this is one of the Hebrew children. 7, then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee? He asked the question. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. 9, and Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. You may receive a straight leg with a crooked stick. I bet y'all said, where did we get that from? A straight lick with a crooked stick. I bet y'all say, where he get that from? I don't know where I get it from myself. But amen. A straight lick. Can't nobody do that but God, can he? God do that.
All the time.
He took wretches like us and made some out.
Amen.
We're in the house of God.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. We used to be in the house of the devil, jumping and shouting all night long. We call ourselves enjoying life. Amen. We still enjoy life. Of them. They tell me, Miss Pat, yeah, I know you're a grandma tonight, that grandma had their homecoming, but Martin Johnson, president of Regent Bank, sent me some pictures just a while ago of Southern Nights. Amen. And I am a Southern Knight.
I am a Southern
Knight. Oh, okay. Well, okay. I've got it.
My grandmother, my daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I know one of y'all.
I have been my son.
Some of y'all, that grandmother. Southern, boy, Southern coming down the street, like, sound like a marching band, sound like a marching jukebox, don't it? Nothing like that issue. Anyway, you know, I wasn't able to go to nothing because I just don't know, lack of funds, and not only that, I ain't need no funds, but I was too busy yesterday with other things. I can't go to that no more. I was too busy with just doing it for the Lord. Amen? And I'm always late for everything. I said, Lord, I'm always late for everything I do. I be late, God. I just be late. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'll be late for everything. You know why? Because somebody's going to hold like this. Y'all been in super in Walmart to get a Walmart time. And you're trying to get out of there to get somewhere. And people know you're getting some people know you're going, and then just a whole year of talking about everything. Yeah. Y'all ain't been like that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I was yesterday. I was trying to get you, but when I went to the ghetto Walmart, I'm on the radio, I don't see what I want to say, but when I went to the ghetto Walmart, yeah, it come. That's what happened. Ooh, Lord. But anyway, back to the text. A straight beat with a crooked stick. The Bible said that the children of Israel was in trouble. If you look over chapter 1, the Bible says in 1 and 8, there was a king that knew not Joseph. Amen. If you go back to Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, in chapter 15 and 13, and God had told Abram, not Abraham, his name had been changed yet. He told Abram in 15 and 13, he said, know for sure that your seed is going to go into a strange land for 400 years. Boy, when God tells you something, you better just write through the speak. He ain't like us. Now, we're alive through a brick house, I don't hang. But when God tells you something, whether it's good or bad, you better be prepared and cook. Now, one thing about him, he don't tell you what date, you know, he don't give me no date or nothing like that. Because he don't talk like us, he don't think like us. Because he said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, in that book of Isaiah 55. But when God tells you something, if he told you he's going to bless you, just believe it. If he told you he's going to move that old wayward child out the way and fix it, just believe it. If he told you he's going to bring that child back home, just believe it. If he told you that he's going to give you a good or better job than what you got, and you ain't got to take all that mess off that job, just believe it. But you got to keep on praising him. Why? He come through. Oh, yeah. A crooked stick. Oh, yeah. Amen?
Amen.
God, what's up, man? Can't nobody do you like God. Can't nobody do you like the Holy Ghost. Can't nobody do you ever like Jesus. Can't nobody put a smile on your face after all the hell you've been through, and you can still say, I got joy, I'm going to church, because I know that the Lord has been good to me.
Amen.
In this chapter here. Now, Pharaoh had just sent out a decree, Grandma Carter.
Yeah.
And he said, now, prove yourself, if it be a female child, I want you to get that deal. Kind of something like, oh, hell, you know, he was crooked too. You write that scripture down and go back and read it. In Matthew 2:16, kind of go with it. I'm going to say it again. In Matthew 2, chapter 2, okay, and verse 16, the Bible say here, when he was mocked of the wise men, he got mad and wanted to kill all the children 2 years and under. Ain't that something? That's been going on. Don't say, ooh, child of God. They've been killing children.
Yes, sir.
Is it the Bible, right?
Yeah.
I just gave you the scripture, Matthew 2:16. And I'm giving you that right here in Genesis, Exodus 1 and verse 20. I'm looking at 1:22. He sent out a decree saying, I want every child that's a male, I want him thrown. Now you know the children can't swim in all that water. They can't drink all that water, is that? I want them killed. But I want you to let all the women live so he can have some of them. You know how that is. But thanks be to God, God knew how to throw that stick and make it straight. Oh, God. Oh, crooked stick, but he made it straight. And he worked it out. If you're looking at from chapter 2, 1 through 10, he'll work it out for you and your good. All you got to do is say, we've been enduring for a night. but joy coming in the morning. Now, I don't know where my morning may be, but I know that God will sustain me and hold me because he promised me.
I know I got some witnesses up in the house. Look what happened. It said, there went a man of the house of Levi.
Lord.
He didn't say he took no girl from him. He didn't say he took no boy from him. He said he took to him a wife.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what the book said.
Yeah.
And after they had a wife, they went on a honeymoon and they had a child. Uh-oh. And it wasn't no female.
All right.
Good God Almighty. Are you listening to me this morning? Come on, now the word going out now. You had a song out, Billy Boss said, they got the word. Y'all remember that song? Come on now, y'all ain't looking at me like I'm crazy. The word is what's going to bring you out of your situations. The word is what's going to bring you through bereavement. The word is what's going to bring you through whatever you're going through this morning. Maybe financial problems, or you may have some sicknesses in your mouth. The word of God will bring you through. Isaiah 55, 53, and 5 say, with his stripes, I'm healed. Whatever you got going on in this old elect body, you need to speak it back and say, I'm healed by the blood of Jesus, and let his will be done on this old body. You got to speak it back to that old devil.
Oh, yeah.
He don't care about you.
No, he doesn't.
All he want to do is destroy whatever you got. And if you let him ride, he'll be driving after a while. He'll be driving. He's something else. He missed me, that old super guy. He missed. He had me now. He had you too. And your sister looking at me crazy. Because you wouldn't be up in here.
Yes.
We'd be sitting out there in Baton Rouge or in Grambling partying. You know. You know, we used to stay at Grambling, Southern Baton Rouge all night long partying. Because Southern beat Grambling. Y'all remember them days? Bayou Classic coming back up again. Y'all know about that? Oh, y'all know about Bayou Classic? Yeah. Everybody go there, don't
you?
We should get our drink on. Our drink was Hennessy. Some of them like Cavassi. Some of them like E.J. Brandon. Some of them didn't like nothing. They just, you know, they do with their hanging out. But that's all we do, demon. But thanks be to God, we had some parents to teach us about the Lord when we was growing up. We had sprayed away, but we know now how to come. God's good, ain't
it?
A crooked stick. Can't nobody do it but God. Can't nobody make that wayward child come back home but the Lord. Can't nobody make you and your sister or brother get along but the Lord. Can't nobody make you go back and tell. And if you got a mother in the house, I see that family back there, her, because her mother, she got her child back there. That's a blessing. Because they don't do that no more.
That's a blessing.
We got so modern now, we got our iPads out and our iPad and all this old kind of old stuff. We didn't have it when we was coming up. Hiding the people, are you peeking? Maybe they're not, here we come. But no touching now. We touching everything now. I'm just telling it like it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, you these people don't care what you see and what you get. All those crazy stuff, we wanna sugarcoat. I'm not gonna sugarcoat nothing up here, baby. Because God is real, and he gonna whoop my behind, he gonna whoop your behind. We got to get it right and tell them children, go sit there behind down. Let's get together and pray. We forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When Johnny Carson come home, our Father which art in heaven, I'll be thy name. And then if you hear TV getting ready to go, they say, yes, Johnny. You better be in there. They say, little black one. And you know, I felt so bad 2 weeks ago. Look, I went over to the other church where I used to pastor, and they was giving my brother a date. And my son say, Dad, why are you the blackest of the family? You my family white. And I said, well, I don't know why I'm black, but I'm black and I'm proud anyway. You just go on sound. Baby, man. Oh, I feel so bad. All the people up in there. And they said, well, Dad, why are you so black? I said, I don't know why. I'm a black.
so mad, and I was so hurt, man, it hurt my feelings. Yeah. And then God started ministering to me, said, well, look who the pastor of the family. Look who the family have to come to. They come all the way from Arkansas, California, but look where they have to come to. Eugene Stevenson.
Black you.
Yeah, come over here. Daddy, why are you so black? Look at your sister, your brother. I said, well, I don't know. I'm black and I'm proud, too. Yeah, I got some gold, too. Look pretty good for my age. I don't look all that good. I'm fat, but look pretty good, Miss Fat. Pretty good, Miss Amy. I look pretty good. If I don't say I'm looking good, who else gonna say it? Yeah. I tell my wife, I serve a big and bodyguard. I wear the best, I eat the best, and I'm gonna die the best. And I thank God for the discernment of my church family. You know, I was in there trying to study, and me and my mother say, go tell Pastor Stevenson his lights on the Cadillac, you know? And I say, okay, but I always take things, I don't take things lightly, because they didn't have to be concerned about me. You know what I'm saying? Some people just take things and don't even worry, but I take everything, I don't take everything for granted. They didn't have to do that, but they wasn't on me, because it's a Cadillac. Amen. Ain't nothing like a Cadillac. Come on now, son. I'm just trying to tell you, God, when you're worshiping him, and he gave me not only one, two, three, he gave me a few of them that I can drive. You know why? Because God said, this is my high servant whom I'm well pleased with. You keep on preach my word. When they want to hear, when they don't want to hear, I got the blessed master. Yeah, the state convention last week, I couldn't go. I told them, no, I couldn't go. It's too much in fun, Pastor. But I know one thing, that God will make a way out of no way.
Yes.
Can somebody just test it out? Sister Gloria just sung that song, The Grave Can't Hold Me Down. So that's letting you know that you got to trust the Lord. I know that I'm going to depart one of these old days, because I ain't ignorant. I know what 2 + 2 is. But I do know that one of these old days, if the Lord don't come back, practice God, I got to leave from this side of the earth. Mama did it. The daddy did it. Grandma did it. Well, what about Eugene Stevenson? I ain't talking about him. Y'all might say you're 50 or 500. Y'all talking about me. Back in the text, Exodus chapter 2. When, you know one thing about a parent? I'm talking about mother now. She concerned about their child. I don't care if that child is a crackhead. He might smoke mojo, whatever that is. I be always going to the lab over across the street in the detective office to try to find, look and see. I don't know what I be looking at. I said, what that is? What that is? And they be looking at me like, well, what you gonna smoke some of these? I thought, I said, no, you smoke some. But I just want to know, because I'm always nosy. You know, I'm sitting on more folk. But what I'm trying to say is, this mother, Jacoby, that was Moses' mother. How do you know? In the book of Exodus chapter 6 and verse 20, it gives his mother name and the dad name. Amen? Right. But she was concerned about this child. And the Bible said that she began to know that the decree had went out, church, and that any male child 2 years and under got to be killed and thrown in the river, because the king had signed the decree through all the regions that any male child be killed. But that's why I say God is a good God. Amen?
Amen.
He took a straight lick and hit that lick with a crooked stick.
Yeah,
watch what
yeah.
he do. Watch what he do. Watch this thing. Watch this thing. Y'all don't look at me. Look in the Bible. Yeah. Don't look at me. I'm going to drop down. Now, she did all she could do for the child for 3 months. Ain't God good? But now, as I look in the text, the Bible said that his sister was standing right there. And not only was the sister there, but the mama was weeping and crying. How many of you mothers in here have wept and cried for your child? Come on, somebody. But God know how to try to kill from your life.
Yes, he does. How many of you know that? God know how to dodge.
Oh, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. And look what happened. Look what happened. Look what happened in the text. The text said that she began to dabbed with pitch and slime. Look what the text said. Don't look at me. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Bible said that she left it for dead. And God was working behind the scenes, because when let me tell you something, when you're down to nothing, God is always up to something. I'm going to say it again. When you're down to nothing, God is always up to something. How many know that? But I'm a witness today. Sometimes I've been down in the dump with the blues. Have you ever been down in the dump with the blues?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Look at me back out. Come on, you see a lot of blues. ZZ Hill. Marvin Sees. You know why I say all that? Because we human beings. We're not Jesus Christ. Even Jesus went to a wedding, and they probably was playing some choking time.
All right.
I can't sing it all now. Ooh, y'all put me out there quite too. Because I'm going to add some trap. If they was over, we all out too. You don't know how to hear
that. You
can't sing
that,
anybody. I know not to name the name. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. But I can't sing. New law. Some people can't sing and still get up in the choir. And keep all kind of hair. Amen. Some of y'all look at me crazy. Like, what's wrong with that? I ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm telling the truth. The truth should set you free. And it don't matter what people say about me. I'm like they ever feel. It don't matter what you say about me. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm here for one thing, to do the will of God. That is to preach his word, because I didn't ask for this anyway.
All right.
I was saying crap. Yeah. I said, Lord, leave me alone, James. I got to go say I'm in the grass. Make good money. But the Lord said, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. But let me tell you something about God. He specializes in junk. See, a lot of you don't even like to talk about your past. You're too dignified. You're too edumacated. You got it behind. Well, you ain't talking to your people. With me, as they came out the junkyard, and God has set them free, have delivered them from whatever disease you have blessed you and put a little money in your pocket. I'm talking about the Lord that day.
Right.
You say, I'm the true vine, my father's the husband. Every branch that bear not fruit, he pricks it away. Every branch that bear fruit, he purges it. I'm talking about the people that's doing the will of God. See, the Lord said in Matthew, he said in praying and something, the Beatitude, he said, many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. But he goes on, I'm dropped down and trying to hurry this message to a close. He said, but he that do the will of my Father. And what is the will? James 1:27. Pure religious and undefiled before God is to visit the fathers and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from this home to our death. That's the will. Because when you're doing that, you ain't got time to get on the phone and be talking, Charlie, she goofy, what she have on? Charlie, that old dress she have on? Oh, she trying to get. She must be trying to get Ray. Ray was kept on looking over there and looking over there. I'm doing this 30 years. Can't fool me. 30 years I've been on this road. Only by God's grace and his mercy. Who would ever think that the Lord will use old black man like me, little old, so come out the, you know, New Orleans and Sonya Quarter. You know, don't nothing come out the night world, but nothing but garbage. Don't nothing come out the Sonya Quarter, but nothing but that's what they say. But there is a lie, because they did ask the question, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? I don't know about you, but I've learned how to suffer. I've learned how to step back, even though in the midst of my trial, in the midst of my tribulation, in the midst of hell and everything, I can still say, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be my soul to make a boast in it. Come on, somebody. I told Betraying Bailey the last time he was here doing the city, where I said, boy, I can't come down there, because if I come down there, they'll run me off. He started laughing. But what I'm trying to say is, some people can't receive the truth.
That's right, man.
Some people get mad when you get in their Kool-Aid. But you shouldn't get mad. You should be glad and say, well, this brother, this sister, all they're trying to do is help.
That's right.
And that's all I'm trying to do this morning. I'm just a voice for the Lord. I mess up just like you mess up. I get weak when you, just like you get weak. I get sorrowful just like you get sorrowful. But I know how to get down on my knees. And I say, Father, Father,
yes.
I stretch my hand unto thee.
Yes,
no other help I know. If thou withdraw from me,
yes.
My help coming from the Lord,
yes.
Which made heaven
the God of Israel, he says, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I heard Moses talk for the land. I heard Jeremiah cry for the nation. And I heard Daniel pray for the nation. And God, I'm talking about a man that took a lick and used a crooked stick to hit the lick. Can't nobody do me like the Lord do me. Can't nobody put a smile on my face but the Lord. And whatever you're going through, you need to tell the devil, get out of my way, because victory was won at Calvary. You see, at Calvary, that's where I first saw the light. At Calvary, that's where healing began. When I look to the cross, I see the blood of Jesus. I can't talk about the Holy Doctrine, but I'm going to lift this thing a little higher. I'm going to talk about a man that came down through 42 generations. And God, after 42 generations, the Bible says in Luke chapter 1 and verse 26, an angel from the Lord began to talk to this woman named Mary. And she began to tell Mary, I heard his name was Gabriel. He had a talk with this 17 or 18 year old virgin. And he